Good morning. Thank you all for being here. I don't know about you, but sometimes it takes a little extra effort to get up and get going, especially when we lose an hour's sleep. But I have never come and regretted it. The time to worship God and be here together has always been worth it, even when it takes a little extra effort to get here. So thank you for being here, and we hope that you find your time here this morning worth it. If you want to know what's going on here, go to our website and click on the My Life Bridge link. It's all new. When we got the app, John redid the whole website. So if you haven't been on here lately, really go and look there. We redid this slide too, and we have some new things up here. And I just want to point out the last one, Next Steps. If you're newer here to Life Bridge and you're thinking about making it your church home, please go to that section of My Life Bridge and just see what's recommended and how to get connected and what you should be thinking about and reading about. So please go check that out. Also, we're called to be generous, not just with our money, but with our time and our attitudes. John's talked a lot about that. And so we thank you for your generosity that helps us keep the lights on and serve our community, but also as you talk to each other with your generosity of spirit and with your time and serving each other here at LifeBridge. So thank you for that. What do we have coming up? Hoops for Hope. It's now less than a week away. So next Saturday is the big day where we're supporting Exploit No More in Milwaukee, which helps bring people out of sexual trafficking. So that's what the event supports. If you're a basketball player, you're probably going to love this. If you're not a basketball player, come and support them anyway by eating snacks and cheering. So everybody's welcome. You don't have to be a basketball player. It's a 3-on-3 tournament, and you might just want to come see how our pastor does. Where does he rank amongst these basketball players? So come support John, the church, and Exploit No More next Saturday. It's going to be at Karcher Middle School. Please come on out. If you want to volunteer, you can still talk to Andy and Kristen. They're here today about volunteering. So we look forward to that. We're at the end of a campaign. So John's going to come up and tell you about our conference week that starts today with a little bit different sermon. We have John and Savannah here. But John's going to tell you a little more and tell you how to register. Welcome up our pastor, John Adams.
As soon as I remember to turn on the microphone. Oh my goodness, that's a rookie move. All right, yes, as Tia said, we are at beginning our conference week. So normally we have a guest speaker today. Unfortunately, you're stuck with me again for the first part of it, but you get to hear from Savannah later as well. So the other stuff that we have going on this week is guest speakers today and next Sunday. The 101 courses are happening Tuesday, so we have Ownership 101. That's the first course to attend. Remember, if you haven't attended any courses, it's the basics of the gospel, God's story, and how it relates with your story, and then we'll talk about the next steps after you have come to believe in Jesus at LifeBridge, and what are those next steps for you. So Ownership 101, Making Faith Your Own. Identity 101 is being taught by Andy Hodges. Oh, so Ownership 101 is being taught by Jim. Jim? Thanks. Yeah. Okay. Identity 101 is being taught by Andy. He'll be what's walking the baseline. What's the term for like slapping the bass? He'll be slapping the bass later. That one is just about who are you, how God has made you unique, and how he's made you to relate to him, and how you can best relate to God in your unique personality, and how you can relate to others within your unique personality. I'm going to be teaching the Soul Care 101 course. That one is just about what are some of the symptoms of a soul that is disoriented, or a soul that isn't in alignment with the rest of your nature, in alignment with God. We'll talk through that, and then we'll talk about what are some of the prescribed treatments for caring for our soul that we find in Scripture. So that's Soul Care 101. Renewal Night, that is going to be on Wednesday. We're going to talk about repentance. We're going to gather together around a meal. We're going to pray together. We're going to worship together. It's a time to just gather together and seek the Lord to renew us and to renew our church, renew our community. So all of them are 6 to 7:30. And we, the weekday stuff, and we have food and childcare at all of them, so please register if you don't. So you can find more info on this if you go to lifebridge.church/events, or just click on the events page from our website. You'll see the events up there, and you can find a link to register for it there as well. Or it'll be on the rotating slides out in the TVs in the lobby and the hallway.